And welcome back to Break to Entertainment, Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies Part 5, and of course Halloween Spooktacular 4, right here on Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM.
I'm confused.
That's a mouthful, yes. Greg, Joseph, Eric here, and you know, Joseph, I've never heard of this song, period.
Are you serious?
I never have.
Nor have I.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, this is...
I've heard of Lana Del Rey.
Well, yeah, Lana Del Rey is singing Once Upon a Dream.
Oh, this is her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I like her.
It's a little creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, she's great. She's original, I like it.
Well, the song isn't original, but she's original in how she made this song, yeah. Once Upon a Dream from Maleficent.
Okay.
Of course, it's a remake of the song from Sleeping Beauty.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
So I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You don't know...
Maleficent was scary?
Maleficent was kind of scary. We had scary imagery.
Yeah.
It wasn't a horror movie, but you know what? In terms of kids,
scary,
you know, it's a scary
them.
Movie for kids. Yeah.
I mean, the last time I saw Sleeping Beauty was when I was probably 6 years old.
I know. Well, I was really excited when I heard her make this song. It was you heard a little bits and pieces from the trailer of Maleficent when it came out last year.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, this is, you know, this is how this song should be done, because really creepy gets under your skin. So,
okay.
But of course, earlier this week, and of course last week as well, or all month long, we've been visiting haunted houses. So do we have to say anything about this hour? No.
We don't.
Not yet. Okay. All right.
Yes,
thank you.
We're good.
Sorry. Just wanted to test that. All right. But of course, we've been visiting haunted houses, haunted attractions throughout the valley.
Yes.
And this week and last, we went to Fear Farm.
Yes.
And 13th Floor.
Absolutely.
Right? And, of course, Fear Farm is over on the west side. Whereabouts? Is that, like, Olive?
No. Oh, Fear Farm, no. It's around McDowell and 99th Ave, kind of that route, 101.
Yeah,
way west. But good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so the west side. And, of course, 13th Floor is in the North Valley, North Phoenix.
Yeah.
At Bell Road and I-17.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, we visited both attractions, and we're going to give you a little bit of recap about our experience at those attractions. But first, we need to welcome our next guest, Tim Pugsley with 13th Floor and Fear Farm. Thank you so much for joining us, Tim.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you for having me.
And first of all, you know, thank you very much for allowing us to experience both of these attractions. I have to say, you know, we were at Fear Farm last week, and then two nights ago at 13th Floor. I was terrified, especially 13th Floor.
Mission accomplished then on our side, man.
He was screaming in my ear.
Well, the thing is, I'm usually in the back, and I think I was able to accomplish that most of the time at Fear Farm, because Dave was also with us at Fear Farm, and he got too scared. He said, you know, he couldn't do that anymore, because I was trying to get him behind me and in front, like to experience.
And I always like being in the front of it. You get to see everything. It's
the best part.
But then Greg put me in the front at 13th Floor for a little while, and I started screaming like a little girl. And I said, "See, this is why I'm not. I am so glad I didn't go with my friends. My friends went there 2 weeks ago to 13th Floor.
Right.
And had I gone with them, I never would have been able to, you know, live it down."
No, it's a pretty incredible thing, man. I think we're taking Arizona definitely to a different level when it comes to haunted houses and scaring people.
Now, especially with 13th Floor, because I have to give you huge props for 13th Floor. It's was that an old Albertsons or something, right?
Correct, yeah. It was actually an old Albertsons building, probably about 7 years ago.
Yeah, and I remember that. I used to shop there, and I cannot even imagine that as an Albertsons now. And I felt like I was stepping into... you know, an attraction at Disney World or Disneyland or something like that, because I've never been to a haunted house or haunted attraction where the entire building is shaking around me.
Right.
I mean, we're on an elevator, and the elevator moves or something.
Correct. Yeah, we have motions on our elevators. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. We actually fortunate to have a pretty solid construction and set team here. Fortunately enough, we've actually had a guy that's worked on a few Marvel and Avengers comic movies, and he's on our set team. We have a few incredible professional artists, and, you know, we really want to bring the life. And, you know, when you're putting someone into an Albertsons, an old grocery store, if you will, you kind of tough to make that transition of, okay, you're not in a grocery store anymore. We kind of want to make you feel, you know, like you're actually immersed in one of these scenes. And so there's definitely a lot of time, and the set detail on these things are probably some of the best in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it really felt like that. I mean, with all the haunted houses, you know, we've been through not just this year, but over the years, there was definitely things in the 13th floor that you don't see in other ones or don't really experience kind of the same way. So very unique, and it seems like amazing crowd also has been coming through. Tell us a little bit about the actor selection, you know, how that takes place, you know, how people, especially also next year as well, can kind of get involved with that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, man, Phoenix has been amazing to us. Like I said, fortunately, our crowds have been amazing. It's an uphill for us every year here, which is amazing. And as far as casting, we have a great relationship with the media out here in Phoenix. A lot of times we'll do a casting call a few months before we open or a month prior to opening. And we actually have professional actor trainers that come in. And, you know, it's free training on how to kind of become a scare actor and learn all these scare tactics and really just get involved. And a lot of times it's just a, you know, a fun place that you can come and scare the crap out of somebody and get paid for it, to be honest with you. I mean, how much fun is that? And, you know, we get a lot of kids that's their first jobs. I have college professors that work for me that are scaring in scenes. So different varieties of people all around. But, yeah, we actually reach out to people starting about a few months before we even open. So those guys have a lot of training before our customers get in there.
Yeah, you know, my friends were excited about this, you know, I think since March. I think so if people are excited about this so many months in advance, and especially
right.
The way that, I mean, the we were on a pirate ship and that was moving, how long does it take to construct, especially, you know, with 13th floor?
Oh, man, one of the most common questions I've ever gotten. To be honest with you, man, it is never ending. It is never ending. We're still doing stuff right now. You know, I think that's why we're so successful and kind of set apart from everyone else. Even when we open our doors to our customers, always in the back of our minds, we're like, oh, man, we're still not done. You know, there's still more that we can give them. There's still more we want to do. So we're consistently going. Yeah, and we're working 365 days a year to keep that thing, you know, up to what it needs to be and try and make it, you know, the best that it can be for our customers, because you're paying a decent amount of money and we want to give our customers the value that we feel it's worth. And like I said, man, we're still going today. Actually, I got guys in there right now. Wow. Fixing stuff and adding a few new things here and there.
Wow. And if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Tim Pugsley on behalf of 13th Floor and Fear Farm, two top-notch haunted attractions here in Phoenix. And, of course, now with Fear Farm, there are, I think, five different attractions there, right?
Correct, yeah. We have five haunted houses and a six-acre corn maze over at Fear Farm. So pretty a big property. Definitely more of a carnival-type feel. Plenty of stuff to do throughout the evening. Just a really good time, man. All outdoors, which is kind of a complete different scare element that you can't really, you know, build. But you kind of have to have it, and that's the benefit of Fear Farm.
It was even creepier for us because the night that we went, it was, you know, it had rained that day, and so
right.
Greg actually took us off course because Dave and I were walking, and he was walking off course. We followed him, and we ended up somewhere like in the middle of nowhere. So I don't know why that, but we had mud in our shoes and everything, but it added to the creepiness of it all. But
without question.
Oh yeah, but I think our favorite there, or at least mine, was the clown attraction.
The Mouth of Madness clown house. Yeah.
Clowns are very scary, aren't they?
Oh, without question. I think that's a cool thing too in Phoenix that, you know, Fear Farm kind of gives you a little bit of everything. So if there's a certain phobia that attracts one person in your group, we're probably going to have the same phobia for somebody else. I mean, we have the Legends Haunted House, which is, you know, an old school, you know, kind of similar to the 13th floor haunted house. You have the Mouth of Madness. You have the Bunker Invasion, which is all alien-based. Undead, which is just creepy in itself with a lot of crawl-unders and stuff like that. And then you have chainsaws and, you know, who's not afraid of chainsaws, even if you say you're not? I mean, when it comes up behind you and you feel it, you know, it gets most people.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Nine out of ten.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what's great. I mean, like you said, and Joseph also mentioned, you know, with the many different types of attractions, it appeals to everyone. And I you know, I'm with Joseph. My favorite at Fear Farm, I really enjoyed the clown attraction, you know, not only because Fear of Clown, but just the lighting and things that, you know, went on in there. And I don't want to give too much away, obviously, for people to go and check it out. But
you will have to crawl. Isn't that the one where we had to crawl?
It might have been.
You're crawling in a few places.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. and that's the other thing that makes it unique. I mean, there's extra fun involved, right, you know, with that. Now, do you have yourself, Tim, any sort of preference? Because I'm sure, you know, you go through the haunted houses quite a bit.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Is there any one that's your favorite that stands out the most? You know, any of the attractions at Fear Farm or 13th Floor?
You know what, man, my favorite at Fear Farm's got to be Chainsaw, without question. You know, you can kind of select which way you want to go with the haunted houses in a row. You'll notice that when you go out there, they're all kind of lined up, but I usually make Chainsaw be my last stop. The people there are just so freaking energetic and, you know, really just want to get after you. And like I said, you know, I don't have too much of a fear of chainsaws, but it's one of those things where, you know, once you feel it and you can hear it, I think that's more scary to me. When you're walking, you can hear stuff, you just don't know where it's going to be or where it's going to come from. And then kind of when it gets you at the end, you know, it definitely hit you. As far as 13-4, gosh, man, I mean, I may be a little biased. I've just been there since we started, you know, day one, and I'm in love with that place. It's my my child, and, you know, we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that place, so... You know, I love all of that place, to be honest with you.
Yeah. The zombie attraction at 13th Floor was great. Of course, I mean, if you love all these zombie movies like Zombieland, or of course the upcoming movie, you know, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse, mm-hmm. or Freaks of Nature, that both come out next week. You're just like walking into a zombie infested horror movie. And it's,
correct.
You know, I love what you did with the, you had a popcorn machine, and I turned the corner and suddenly I'm at a movie theater and there's a zombie he's actually grabbing at my feet. I can't tell you how many nightmares I've had that I've been in a movie theater and there's a zombie attack. You know?
Oh man. So, and we use actually a ton of inspiration like that. Like I said, we're fortunate enough to have a really great and incredible designing and structure team, but I mean, we get a lot of video games. If anybody's ever been there, if you're going to go there, you're literally, when they open the doors for you, it's almost like you're in a, you know, Hollywood set of, you know, Iron Legend or Zombieland or something like that. I mean, it's a real life street scene. And we build it up to be as realistic as possible. And then, you know, we throw in all of our other elements with fog, sound, smell, all that good stuff. And it just really makes you feel like you're actually there.
Yeah, I mean, you've got trucks, full trucks and cars inside of old Albertsons.
We actually have a plane in there too.
Right. Yeah. But I have to say, my favorite, hands down, of Fear Farm and 13th Floor has to be Feral Moon. The first attraction that you go through at 13th Floor. So amazing. I mean, the werewolves, there were like dinosaur creatures, snakes biting us. That place was so amazing. I mean, so many different elements, and it's pretty much, isn't that new this year or mostly new?
Yeah, absolutely. Without question, all of our haunted houses here, we try and change up at least 30% at a bare minimum. Like I said, Phoenix has been amazing to us with our customer base, and so each year we're we charge a premium price. We're wanting people to come in and, you know, feel like they got that value. And, you know, we're giving them everything we got, to be honest with you. Like I said, we still have crews in there working right now trying to make people satisfied for tonight. It's one of our busier nights this evening. Mm-hmm. And now it's amazing, man. We're fortunate enough to, you know, be able to get in there and, you know, do this full time to the point where when the season's done, we're immediately starting for the next season with ideas. And to be honest, we pretty much have everything that we're going to do next year ready to go. So when that season ends, we're in there making those changes, making those transitions. And, you know, that's the best part about this job for me, at least, is you do something crazy one year and everyone loves it. And, you know, you may keep it for a few seasons, not, but the next year, like, okay, what are we going to give them this year? And it's just this huge design and creative team that we got. And then we're getting in there and just waiting until next year to do it all over again.
Absolutely. And Tim, you know, both attractions, Fear Farm and 13th Floor, of course, there's, you know, different ticket options, of course, regular tickets and then fast pass, things like that. What would you recommend, of course, someone going out there, especially you notice a lot at 13th Floor, even though we visited a couple nights ago. Last night I was down in that area in the parking lot over there, and the whole thing was filled. And so what would you recommend for people going out?
I got to say, man, our ticket prices start at $24.99 and up, just depending on the day. For $10 additional, you can get a fast pass, which is about a quarter of the weight. For another $10, you can get immediate access to literally where you just purchase your ticket and we'll just put you right inside the door. Both are incredible values, and you know, it seems like a lot of money, but when you get there and, you know, you're in there for at least 30 minutes, if you're a farm, you're in there for quite a while because there's so much to do. But when you come on one of these busy nights and you go up the line, you see the amount of people, it is definitely worth the extra $10 to skip that line of people. Last night we were swamped and, you know, we were going as quick as we could, but, you know, I think we sold a majority of fast passes just because people definitely didn't want to wait in the main line. I think the benefit for our main line is we definitely, you know, understand that people are there and we value those customers and we want to give them something to see. And a lot of people just want to be outside more, to be honest with you, because we have all these icon characters and we try and bring the haunted house outside a little bit. So we have our top actors and some of our iconic characters out there doing stuff in the lines, you know, doing stuff in the parking lot and stuff like that. And then on the weekends, we actually have fully choreographed dancers doing their zombie thing outside on the 13th floor. So
nice.
The general admission line, you're standing there, you're seeing all of that consistently. The fast pass line, additional $10. If, you know, if you're looking to get in and get out, that's definitely the way to go. That's definitely what I would do, to be honest with you, because I'm not a big fan of lines, but, you know.
Yeah, I got to 13th floor before Greg, and right. I barely got out of the car, and I was getting attacked by a zombie. So I was texting Greg. I was like,
happen.
Can you hurry up, Greg?
And, you know, as you mentioned with that, I mean, that's the thing for everyone because you get the scenery outside as well, and it's great.
Right.
And for the listeners that haven't been there yet or want to experience it again, of course, that's always a great sign. I mean, when you see, you know, the people flocking over there, I mean, it's definitely, I would have to say, you know, the busiest in a good way because
right.
It is such a good haunted attraction, and same with Fear Farm as well.
No, I appreciate that, man. Like I said, I couldn't be more happy about how everything is, you know, came together for us in Phoenix. And yeah, our customer base is incredible and continuously goes up, and you know, we've had great luck with the media and just overall satisfaction with our customers. And you know, if we listen to them, to be honest with you, at the end, if there's something, you know, they like, they dislike, we definitely take into consideration at the end when doing our planning process and, you know, try and get the overall picture of, to, you know, what our market wants, and that's Phoenix, and just giving it to them every year.
Great. Well, once again, Tim Pugsley with 13th Floor and Fear Farm. They're both great attractions. You know, my pick has to be 13th Floor, that feral moon. I was just blown away. I felt like I was at a theme park. Give us the URLs.
So you're at 13thfloorAZ.com if you want to check out 13th Floor and Patient Alpha. And if you're looking to check out Fear Farm or just have an overall, you know, fun, long night, fearfarm.com. And, you know, there's calendars and ticketing pricing available. And, you know, we're looking forward to the rest of this year. It's been a good one so far, and we're definitely going to finish on a bang.
Yeah. And, you know, please stay in touch with us. We'd love to, you know, continue with you. If you do other things throughout the year, you have my email address, and we'd love to help you out more next year.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, we just scheduled a zombie apocalypse shooting event down at Fear Farm.
Oh, nice.
They're basically getting replica M4s and shooting zombies. You're like a, you know, live Walking Dead experience, and those tickets just went on sale as well. But we're going to do that a few times throughout the year, so we're definitely looking forward to the year in the future here in Phoenix.
Fantastic. Well, once again, thank you very much for joining us today and for allowing us to experience the haunted attraction, both haunted attractions, and we would love to, again, see what you do next year. Can't wait.
Absolutely, man. You guys are welcome anytime. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Happy
thank
Halloween.
You, Tim.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Bye. Excellent.
Oops. Great stuff there. Yeah, fantastic. I mean, you know, we've visited quite a few over the years attractions, and then this year, you know, four different places. But this especially 13th Floor, you know, the attraction you mentioned, Werewolf.
Feral Moon.
Feral Moon, yeah.
It was just werewolves, but then I went
There's so many things involved.
And literally, yeah. I was, like, Greg put me in front at one point, and I was like, wait, no. And he's like, no, go ahead, just keep going, we gotta keep going. And I was terrified. That was me. How'd you get a recording of me?
Yeah.
And
that was from a long time ago.
I felt bad because
that was it.
Because I was like, I don't know. I was terrified.
Yeah. So Feral Moon and then Patient Alpha, of course, at the 13th floor. And a lot of great stuff at Fear Farm. You
Mouth
know, you
of
got
Madness.
The Bunker Invasion. And when you mention with Mouth of Madness, and I didn't have a chance to mention it with them, of course, Tremors and Flinch involved with that for many years. The great clowns that have been at Fear Farm. And you can catch them on YouTube throughout the year. Legends, which, of course, was very original. Good stuff there. And is Tim mentioned he really loved the Chainsaw Mayhem, which was very good as well. And then Undead. So five great things going on there at Fear Farm, and then the two great things going on at 13th Floor. What better way to get into the Halloween spirit and mood going out to one of these great haunted attractions?
And a lot of great things happening on Breakthrough Entertainment. After the break, we're going to have another guest. But before we get to that, we've got to hear a little bit from Crystal Warren singing Glory of Love from The Orphan. Okay. Or just Orphan, I think it was. Just Orphan.
Vera Farmiga again.
Yeah, Vera Farmiga. She's in a lot of little horror movies. She's in, of course, Bates Motel. She's a creepy lady, isn't she?
She's a murderer.
A creepy, beautiful, beautiful lady.
She's gorgeous. And, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment. Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies 5. And Halloween Spooktacular 4. Let that sink in for a little bit. We'll be right back.
As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms.